Hello, it is Maitri, still in the hotel after the fire at Dragonfly Cottage. It is 7:05 p.m. Saturday night, the 15th of February. And I am now trying to record on my tablet because yesterday my laptop gave up the ghost. Coming out of the fire, we knew that most all of the equipment was ruined, TV, everything, the smoke and soot gets in it. But the night after the fire was out, they let Rachel reach in the studio and grab a handful of things on the end of my desk. The fire had not gotten back that far, but everything was just black. But she thought maybe the laptop would work. And so it did work okay for a couple days and then spottily and then gave up the ghost. So today I ordered my new laptop, which will be here in this next week. And I'm going to just have the tablet and my phone the next few days. So it is very, very frustrating. I have wanted to get a new blog post up. I have not done that since the fire. It seems that depression has kind of sunk in big time the last couple of days, and I'm sure that is in large extent just, being here in this extended stay hotel for 10 days now. It's very difficult with the dogs, who really didn't know from walking on leashes. I had a very large fenced yard with a doggy door that opened right off my studio, and I walked in and out with them several times a day, but they ran in and out all day. They never had to be on a leash. And now I got harnesses and we walk, but several times a day having to take four different dogs out. I'm so exhausted and nervous walking around parking lots and whatever. And it's just when you come through a fire and everything's burned down and I really don't know what might have been salvageable and what not, because my daughter met them there the day after the fire. They literally take anything that's salvageable if they can clean it and wrap it until you can move, and the rest, it's just they catalog it for insurance purposes, for money you will get. And then everything, within a day, the whole house is emptied and gutted, and so that's kind of been the situation. And I sit here, and the first days you really are in shock and numb. And I don't know how I would have made it without my darling Rachel, who spent the first night here with me and then was constantly back and forth for the next few days. And last Monday had to go back to work. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday were off work because another ice storm hit here and they closed schools and work and everything. And so she couldn't even get out of her house. And it has been me here alone with the animals. And Scarlett got brought because she had plucked herself so badly. Dear Jeffrey took such good care of her, but just being separated from me was not good for her. And so she is here with me now, and we are so happy to be together. Really, I know that everything will be all right, that everything will come out right in the end. And my Missy is in her cage eating now. I ordered a whole bunch of different things, vitamins, supplements, special sprays for her skin and feathers. Really started working with her. And God bless my little pugs. They are so adorable. You may hear them snoring. Somebody said when I did my podcast last week that the snoring was they could hear it through the whole podcast. And I know that has always been the case when you got podcasts from Dragonfly Cottage. It was always, kind of up in the air what you would hear. Snoring pugs. Sometimes they'd start to bark and I would try to pause and start again. And then Scarlet might be singing, talking, carrying on. I think of sitting there in my studio and how strange, how very strange it is. I cannot picture myself back there ever. I really do. They will literally rebuild it from the ground up. And I knew almost instantly I could never go back there. It's just losing the birds. I think I just could not bear to walk back through that room where my four little birds died and couldn't be gotten out. And the house, Dragonfly Cottage, was such a dream for 15 years, getting ever and ever closer. And it was as much a state of mind as it was a physical location. And there's something about the whole place burning down like that. It just goes through me still with like a shudder. I feel that it was the end of an era. It was a very good journey that I was on. I learned a lot. It was a blessing in so many ways. But I feel that it's time for me to move forward in a different way. No decisions can be made at this point, of course. I will be in a rental as soon as they can find one for the next 6 months or so, and everything is going to be redone, fresh, new, brought to code, new plumbing, new wiring, new paint, new cabinets, new flooring, new everything. It'll be like a new house inside. So I would like to sell that and get a little place for the animals and I, and to do my work. And we'll see what's what about that. Again, you want to, when you come through this, you want some kind of certainty. You want to make decisions and nail everything down and make it okay. But everything's not okay right now. Everything will be okay, different, but okay. But when you're still in the hotel, and literally, it looks like somebody went to the grocery store and bought a whole lot of groceries, and the cabinets are full. It literally is all dog and bird food. Lots of different kinds of things for Scarlet and the dogs, and it's just crazy in here. So, and then when the laptop went, that was kind of my connection to the outside world and feeling like I could get a few things done. But I thought, maybe if I do some shorter podcasts, it will be a way for me to keep in touch and talk about my journey. When I get my new laptop, I will do an official new blog post and get back to 365 days of mindfulness, which is really kind of interesting because when you do a 365-day journey at the outset, even with a theme like mindfulness, you have no idea what's going to come up during that year. And I did not know that 75 days or so in, my house would burn down. And even though I've had a very bad time off and on, truly, truly, my mindfulness practice is what has anchored me and kept me together. There's no way you can not have bad times. But I even truly believe that as bad as this all has been, and the losses and the loss of my babies, that there's something profoundly spiritual, deep spiritual growth and change is happening. The phoenix has crashed, it has burned, and we are in that liminal time right before the phoenix starts to rise from the ashes. And I thought today, I'm just almost crazy in this hotel room. But I thought it had come to me that there's probably a purpose. Well, I'm sure there is. There's a purpose for everything. Why I'm still in this hotel room. Something's going to occur here, or I'm going to do some processing, or something is going to happen so that I can come to some understandings. And it's an interesting thing. It's like stair-stepping your way up into a new life. I don't go from here back to a new permanent home. I go from here to a rental for a period of 6 months or so. And I know that there will be a lot of changes and decisions made and work done and all kinds of work that I was doing that will be the same and yet shifted, because it can't help but be to go through something like this. And then there will be the move from the rental, selling Dragonfly Cottage, which will be just someone else's house, with the magic ship and the gardens that I built. Oh, it's so wild thinking about that. And it came to me that for 15 years, every place I've lived has been Dragonfly Cottage. But that ended when the house burned down. I don't say that with sadness even. I think, you know, there is that saying that I always think of, and, you know, under different circumstances, some things come into your life for a reason, some for a season, and some for a lifetime. Dragonfly Cottage was a season. 15 years, but a season. And there was tremendous growth and change. And so, there you have it. I can't even... Well, let me say this. I had to pause a moment because of the pugs. I when I realized that Dragonfly Cottage truly had its place and had ended, more puggy noises, it came to me that, you know, first there's the, okay, Dragonfly Cottage is over. What will I name the next place? There was always that, to me, it was the creating of a theme, a dream. As I've said so often, Dragonfly Cottage grew through all those years. I had to move 7 times from the time I left my marriage in April of 1999 until I moved into the Dragonfly Cottage that burned down. And every place that I lived was Dragonfly Cottage. It was yet another evolution and closer to the dream. I have this feeling now, this deep, deep feeling that things are going to change in my life so rapidly. There's going to be deep, tremendous spiritual shifts. And to name it one thing would not be appropriate. Now is the time to just stay in the moment and moment by moment by moment live through this time ahead and go very deep in each one, even if it is being in this hotel room when I feel like I'm going to go stir crazy and lose my mind if I have to stay here one more night. There's a reason that I'm here. And so I'm sitting with this, and I have pugs asleep on and around me, and Miss Scarlet playing with her new, I got her a play gym that I put right next to her cage, because she's used to having one on top of her big cage, and there isn't on this one. We have some things up there, but this, she's having a ball on this. It took her a couple of days looking at it warily, but she likes it, so she can climb back and forth. So we are all finding our way, and it's going to be okay. It's if you can in life sit in the middle of the mystery and let it unfold. And when your heart hurts, and when your eyes are almost swollen shut from crying, and when you feel like you can't take another breath, you can, and you can sit right where you are. And my new thing is, which is the slogan on my website now, MaitriLeeBellUle.com. I'm not using Maitri at DragonflyCottage.com anymore. It was always MaitriLeeBellUle.com, and the other was a forwarded domain. One step, one moment, one day at a time. That's on my website now, and it's in my heart, and it's where I am, it's where we are. And wherever Scarlet and the pugs and I are together, we're home. We're home here in the hotel. We will be home in the rental. And one day we will be home wherever we end up. I am sending you so much love this Saturday night. I hope I can get this out to you. It will record fine, but I've never tried to get something up from my tablet. I'm the kind of person that has these things and, you know, like never uses them to the full capacity. They can always do a million times more than I can ever figure out how to do. So I'm hoping I can get this up. It's a way to communicate without the computer. It's just too wearing on me to do a lot of writing on Facebook or whatever. Like I'm not a very fast texter, you know, and I've been answering some things using my phone, which is a little easier. It's a Galaxy Note 2, the big, big phone. So it's almost like a mini tablet. But I have the Galaxy 10.1 tablet that matches the phone. So they're kind of synced. And today I'm getting finally, I was a Macintosh person for over 30 years. And then I went to PCs because I just couldn't afford a Macintosh anymore. But I need to replace a desktop and a laptop. But for the time being, I'm just going to have a laptop. And I got a good Apple laptop. And so this next week it will come. And that will be my thing, the only thing I need for a long while. I'm sending you so much love. And thank you all. I am completely overwhelmed, more than I can possibly say, by all the love and support and kindness and gifts. And, oh my gracious, Mid-Atlantic Pug Rescue, who has my heart, where the 10 pugs that I have adopted over these years have come from. That is the finest group of people I have ever known. They have created this sign-up thing where people are sending me Amazon.com gift certificates and certificates for clothes and groceries and everything. And I am so moved. I absolutely wept when I saw it. And the kindness shown to me by people. If you're out there, please know that I am sending you so much love. If I have not been able to thank you individually yet, I was doing thank you notes via email yesterday when my laptop went kaput. So do know that I appreciate it, and when I get my laptop, I will be back to sending the thank you notes. So I will close here this Saturday night and hope I can get this up. And I send so much love. Goodbye from the Residence Inn Marriott.